Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love and your nearness, especially in the morning where you encourage us and you teach us, Lord. And I thank you relative to the word we're sharing this morning. I think of the last two verses in Jeremiah 16, where, first of all, Jeremiah points out that he knows that you are his strength, and we need to know you, our strengths, and you our fortress, and you our refuge in the time of trouble. And then he goes on to speak about that, therefore people in the nations, the children in the nations, will come out and say, hey, we believed futile things by listening to our parents and the world around us because it didn't profit, but now we're coming to you. And then you said so beautifully that yes, there is these powers, there is these so-called gods, there is these distractions. And then you said in the last verse, therefore, that just struck me. Thank you, Lord, that we can all take hold of that. Therefore, if it's not for you, therefore, you will let them know. You will let them know your power and your might, that you are Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you've been Lord, you've been King, you've been Savior, you've been Almighty, it's supreme. But thank you, Lord, that you let us know, you make us aware. That word know is been aware of, able to speak about and experience. So thank you, Lord, that you have started a wonderful work in each and every one of us, and you are bringing it to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 5, verse 6 to 10. When you join to the Anointed One, circumcision and religious obligations can benefit you nothing. All that matters now is living in the faith that works and expresses itself through love. Before you were led astray, you were so faithful. Who has deceived you so that you have turned from what is right? The one who enfolded you into his grace is not behind this false teaching that you embraced. Don't you know that when you allow even a little lie into your heart, it can permeate your entire belief system? Deep in my heart, I have confidence that the Lord who lives in you will bring you back around to the truth. And I'm convinced that those who trouble you, whoever they think they are, will bear the penalty.
Yeah, so yeah, we just got the encouragement, you know, so got to stay in the truth. The truth is our Savior. And this is why we see here with the letter to the Galatians, the letters to the Corinthians, we've just gone through those two letters as well. It's all people that started in the spirit, but they fell into the flesh, and they need to be encouraged again. So we can just remember, guys, that God is good, and the whole thing, if this is not a living reality with you of a day by day, because every day there is deception and lies coming and we've been attacked, but also every day God's love is like the sea sand that is there for us. So when we stir ourselves up to draw close to him like we're doing, that's when we stay in the light, and distractions that we've picked up can quickly be removed. And like it says, you know, that darkness, where a little bit of darkness can permeate and mess up everything. But also in the same light, this kingdom reality that we've taken hold of, when we let this permeate, when we let this take hold, it also fills up the whole everything. And that's why it's so beautiful. It speaks about it like this. It's like a measure of leaven, like a bit of yeast, and it comes in and then it fills up all three layers. What are those three layers? It fills us spirit, soul, and body. And this is what we are growing into, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, to be his fragrance in every way. So guys, stick to the truth, run to the truth, live in the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.